Blog Talk Radio.
President of Diamonds in the Rough, Finding the Spirit in Me, and the producer of A Star is Born Talent Events and Talk to Me Media. Our motto is standing firm on the promises of God, and that is exactly what I am doing. This is the week heading up to our 7th annual talent showcase and competition, A Star is Born, number 7, Taste of Heaven. And we are currently at 9,000 listeners. So I just want to thank you out there in Talk to Me World for supporting me and listening to me for the past 5 years. And we have a wonderful guest on tonight, possibly two, speaking and talking about why a good man is hard to find. But, of course, you know I do like to start with some background and some scriptures, so that's exactly where I'm going to go to right now. And it says in Proverbs 31:10. That's where we're going to go. An excellent wife, who can find? She is far more precious than jewels. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And then it says Proverbs 18:22. He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. Okay. Psalm 27:14 says, wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. Especially all you ladies out there that are waiting for your significant other and the person that God has deigned for you, you just have to wait. And sometimes waiting is not very easy, and you have to have a lot of patience and just the Holy Spirit just keeping you. I don't know what else to say, you know, and if you fall, you know, and if you, you know, end up settling for less, which we talked about a couple of weeks ago, you want to just, you know, turn things around and just, you know, once you realize that's what you're doing, try to make a change. And that's the best thing I can say for that because, you know, everybody has reasons. Everybody gets into certain things because sometime of their upbringing, things that they've dealt with in their life. And, you know, you don't, if you don't know something, you can't change it. So first is realizing if you want to change it, if you want to do something different, if you are settling for less. So we're talking about how do we wait? How do you know when that person has arrived? And do you want to be, hitched up or married or whatever you call it? Do you want to? I mean, be honest with yourself. I know for myself right now, that's not something I really desire right now. I have other things that are more of a priority for me. So I just enjoy my freedom. I enjoy my singleness. And, you know, and every now and then you want someone. But for the most part, I can say 95% of me is saying that I'm good right now. But in any case, we're going to be having my girlfriend on, maybe two of my friends on, that are going to be talking about finding a good man. And are there any good men out there that are left that are single, that are not crazy, like the one upstairs from me, that are not, you know, dealing with some mental issues, or that are not going through a divorce or something, you know, that they're dealing with that would hinder the progress of your relationship. So, you know, is there anyone left, or are your standards too high, or are your standards too low? Well, we're going to be talking about that. I don't want to take up too much time because I do want you to hear some clips. I'm not going to play no intermission of music. But I did interview Omar Wilson, who's a friend of mine, and Tiffany Tazell, who was singing background for him. They opened up this past week on the 16th for Boys to Men down in Stamford, Connecticut. And I covered the event as best I could. I'm going to be talking about that in my article because the people who were heading up this thing, Lynn and Marianne from the Stamford downtown, I mean, just had some very nasty dispositions. And I will be talking about it in the next article that I write. You will be seeing some clips also from the actual show. And you can also go to youtube.com/CHERI328 to see some footage of that particular concert that took place on the green. I will also be delving into the attitude and disposition of Officer Bueller, who was out of control and out of line and displayed some racist, remarks and things that he did, which was uncalled for and totally ridiculous. So I hope he's listening right now, and anybody else that he may know, Officer Bueller out of Stamford, Connecticut. But in any case, it's just a shame. These men are supposed to be leading and guiding, not just their children, but guiding the community. And how do you do that when you have an attitude of racism? How do you do that when you don't have a respect for women, and you don't like women enough to treat them with respect? And not just the women in your family, but women you encounter. How do you lead a community? This is the problem and the breakdown, because we have too many men out here trying to go for themselves, too many men that are dealing with some things that they need to clean out for themselves, and they need to get rid of some of their baggage as well. It's not just the women. We got some really, you know, nutty men out here that are abusive and doing all types of things to people that, to people in general that they shouldn't be doing, and to themselves, self-destruction. So, you know, and sometimes, you know, self-destruction, you inflict that on everyone around you. When you don't love yourself, whether you're a man or a woman, you can't possibly love the people around you. Self-hatred can exude and just bleed out all over the place. And so you want to cause trouble for everyone around you when you don't love you. And I think people need to look at that, not just men, but people in general. And believe me, I do some self-evaluation all the time, maybe a little bit too much, and I need to just enjoy the moment and let God be God. But in any case, some people don't do any self-evaluation or self-reflection, and they need to. And especially helping with self-control, because it's really causing our communities to deteriorate, because these children are looking at the men. And, you know, they have a lot of women in their life already, but they're looking at you. And if you can't set a good example for yourself, there's no way in the world you're going to set a good example for a wife, let alone a community. So I do want to talk about the Voting Rights Act and the Freedom Membership Campaign that is going on here in Bridgeport. Make sure that you are a registered voter. You cannot complain about nothing that goes on in the community if you don't get up off your behind, go downtown, wherever you need to go, and go register, okay? I mean, let's just keep it real. Our forefathers died and bled out and fought. You know, got their heads busted and all kind of stuff just so they can get in line to vote, you know. And you don't want to vote? Come on now. I mean, even if you don't think that you know the people or that they're no good or that they're all liars, at least vote for the lesser of the evils, okay? I know one thing. A person that I do know that's voting here, that is running here in Bridgeport, is Charlie Coviello, and he's a good person. I've in fact known him for a few years, about 5 or 6 years, maybe even more, before he even decided to run. And I know that he is a genuine guy, unlike some of these other politicians that are running and can never keep their word. Don't promise nothing if you can't do it. That's how I feel. But in any case, the lady that is running, one of the ladies that is running the Freedom membership campaign is Vanessa Williams. But you want to go to the Voting Rights Act of 1965 to 2015. The guest speaker will be Stanford's own former mayor, Daniel Malloy, who is now governor. That's my boy, Daniel Malloy, right there. But in any case, it's the Second Chance Society legislation, 1965 Voting Rights Act commemorative luncheon, August 6th at 12 noon at the Bridgeport Holiday Inn. The tickets are $50. You can call 203-581-1480 or 203-296-1400. And this is the Greater Bridgeport NAACP branch, which I was a former board member of as the chair for communications for 2 years under Craig Kelly and Carolyn Vermont. So please go out and support. Make sure you register to vote. Also, check out our column, as I was saying, in the Bridgeport Christianity Examiner called Talk to Me. I will be discussing this next month, some landlords and how they treat their tenants and the things that they do that are inappropriate and not right. And, so we're going to be discussing that next week as well. We're going to be talking about the Boys to Men concert, ebooks. Go get my ebooks. They are on Amazon.com/author/Cherie Humphrey, or you can check out June West, who is one of my KC Entertainment authors, and you can get her books as well. The show is this week on the 25th, 3 to 7 o'clock at the White Eagle, which would be downtown. So you want to make sure that you are present. And that you are definitely in the house for that, because it's going to be some vendors, seven vendors, adult artists, youth competitors, ages 7 to 16 or 17. We also have some sweet volunteers that are going to be there. I am in the need of 3 sponsorships for $250 each. So if you're able to do that, please check out the information that is on the website here, or you can go to my website, www.ditrfindingthespiritinme.org, and you can check that out as well. I'm just going to play Omar Wilson's interview, and hopefully I will have a chance to play Tiffany's Tazelle's at the end of the segment, depending on how many guests I have on tonight's show. So here is Omar Wilson from the Boys to Men concert.
Okay, this is Talk to Me Media. I'm standing here with Omar Wilson,
yes,
down at the Live at 5 in Stamford, Connecticut. Omar, just tell us a little bit about you.
Man, my name is Omar Wilson. I'm a soul singer, 3-time Apollo winner. I'm from Norwalk, Connecticut. I've been through the good, the bad, and the ugly. God brought me out, and I'm just working hard to show people that no matter what you've been through, you work hard, you keep your faith, and you can make it.
And so what can we expect on this upcoming CD that you've done?
You're gonna expect some intentional classic soul music. I'm headed to Memphis to record at Royal Studios, where Al Green recorded at. It's actually his studio. We recorded all his hits. I'm gonna be doing 12 songs with a live band, backup singers, horn section, string section. It's gonna be an epic situation, and I look forward to bringing that classic soul back to where it all.
And that's what it needs to be. I mean, for the people who are out here and they're still doing this music that is tasteless. It's not, you're not showing that you're a role model to anyone.
Mm.
It's just clearly just getting that money, which is not longevity.
Mm.
How do you stay in the game so long?
I stay in the game so long by having integrity, by having respect, by having the ability to think about longevity, by doing things that aren't fly by night just to make a little bit of money. It takes longer. It's hard work. It might be more tedious, but at the end of the day, it gives you staying power, because when you leave this earth, you're going to have a legacy. And if you want your legacy to be money and foolishness, then fine. Me, I want my legacy to know that people can do whatever they want if they believe, work hard, and keep their faith in God.
And you are truly a diamond in the rough. I'm so glad that that me and you crossed paths. And, you know, I wish I can come out to more of your events. But like you said, there's a struggle in trying to get better.
Yeah.
But in the end, I'm looking forward to the end, because it's in his word.
That's right.
You know, and, you know, enduring and having patience and having faith. And in this type of industry or anything that you're striving for, you must have faith. But you are a diamond in the rough. I love you. I thank you for having this interview and for, you know, supporting Diamonds in the Rough and having come out and sing At a Star is Born.
That's right.
And so I just want to encourage you to continue to do what you're doing, and don't let jealousy stop you. Don't let people you think are your friends get in the way. There's going to be some that, like, you know, little snakes in the grass you thought was your friends, but then the more you seek and the more you go up that ladder, you will see who they really are. So I know that for a fact, and I know you got to be dealing with it, because you're on a great scale, a larger scale now, and this is just the beginning for you. Thank you so much, Omar.
Yeah, thank you, and I love you, and everybody out there, continue to be that diamond in the rub, and God will shine you up and make you who you need to be.
Amen. Amen. Okay, this is Talk to Me Media.
All right, there you have it. That was Omar Wilson. He has been working with Angie Stone, all different types of people in the city, most of the time traveling and now doing touring and coming out with his CD. I think it may be his second one. I'm not exactly sure. Don't quote me. But you can look him up on Reverb Nation, iTunes. Go to Facebook, Instagram. He's up on there. He's a really awesome person. So he just rocked it at the show that last weekend. It was just awesome. I'm going to plug my guest in for tonight. This is Minister Savon Degascu. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing, girl?
I'm awesome. Thank you for asking.
Yes, well, Savonda, you have been on my show on a couple of occasions, and I know at the beginning of the year, closer to the beginning of the year, I wanted to have you back because you came out with your book. Can you please tell everybody what the title of your book is again, and, you know, just a little bit of something about yourself?
Okay, the name of my book is entitled Virtuous Women, Single But Not Alone. I published my book back in December 24, 2014. I am Minister Savonda from Hartford, Connecticut, just a television talk host. In fact, tonight, Cherie, I'm celebrating my 12th year of television ministry called Keeping It Real, and you've interviewed me several times, and came up to Hartford, and we worked together on several occasions, so I'm super excited. So I got a few minutes for you today, and I was just so happy to get the call from you today. just turned 40 this year. I'm single, but not alone, but I'm single.
All right.
So happy, just so happy to be a part of the show. And Cherie, just continue to keep up the good work that you're doing in the community. I know you call to interview me, but I just want to say that we really definitely do appreciate your hard work with the young people and just trying to get talent out there. And I also look forward to just being a part of your show this weekend down in Bridgeport. So all our listeners, if they're in Hartford, Bridgeport, Connecticut area, New York, New Jersey, Boston, wherever you are in the New England area, show up and show out with us, because we're going to party like never before.
We're going to have a good time, and every time you've hosted my event, most people fell in love with you because you are such a natural and genuine person when it comes to people. And, you know, people really feel comfortable around you. You make people laugh. And you were the first person to ever have me host the TV show that you were hosting, and I thought that that was such an honor. That really touched me. I won't ever forget that. You entrusted that whole hour into my hands, well, into God's hands, really, because, you know, that's who's really, you know, working through us to be able to reach so many different people. And I just want to congratulate you for all the years and service you've put in with that TV show, because people don't realize we don't get paid for this stuff. You know, this is out of our heart. This is out of our heart, you know. And, you know, and you put in a lot of time, you know, especially what goes on before the show even begins, that people don't realize. And so I just want to thank you for being able to reach out to all the people up there on Channel 5 and, you know, who you have ministered to and who you have promoted and put out there, including Diamonds in the Rough. So thank you for that.
Amen. And for those of you, prayerfully, our website is going to be working tonight. They can tune in tonight for the anniversary broadcast. 12 years, Cherie, no strips, no nothing, just going by the Holy Spirit. So if they want to tune in, they can tune in at HartfordPublicAccess.org. And they can click on the Channel 5 link, and the show will come up live at 9 o'clock p.m. tonight. I know you tonight, you told me to read a little bit from my book, Virtuous Women Single But Not Alone. Choosing a mate, I'm
sure. Do you have it?
Yes, I have it, of course.
Okay.
So chapter 8 talks about choosing a mate. You know, you was talking about finding a good man. In this chapter, I talk about choosing a mate as one of the most important choices that we will ever make as a woman, vice versa, a man. So when choosing a mate, you know, there are various factors to consider. You know, and if I was to prioritize the list, I would say it begins with you loving you. And then next I'll say loving God and being committed to God himself first and know who you are. And if we present ourselves as royal precious jewels that are fearful and wonderfully made, we will never settle for trinkets or be sold out to the highest bidder. So
I like that one.
Yeah, we'll never be sold out to the highest bidder or captured by smooth sounding words that tickle the ear. And so many times, you know, we get caught up into the words people are saying, and their words are not lining up with their action. And so
Absolutely.
We have to be careful in choosing a mate. I think I told you before about the characteristics that I look for in a mate, and likewise men should look for these things too. I talk about the four P's, and it's simply pray, pamper, protect, and provide. And if they have those characteristics, you're in a win-win situation. You're really in a win-win situation. And so, you know, a lot of times we get in relationships and we are, you know, already hurting. We should never bring our past hurt to a relationship. You know, you got to leave the past in the past, because hurt people, unfortunately, do hurt people, you know.
And
that
takes time, and I agree with you, and that takes a lot of time, you know, sometimes self-evaluating, getting maybe counseling if you've been through some traumatic experiences in your life or in your childhood or an abusive relationship. It takes a lot of prayer, and it takes time, because time heals wounds too. And I agree with that totally. And I think that loving yourself coincides, and it kind of goes together. It's a mesh with loving God, because if you don't know how to love yourself, you won't learn how to love other people. You won't accept God's love because you don't understand it. You wouldn't understand how can somebody love me? You know, so I think it's getting to receive the Holy Spirit to show me what is love, and Lord, help me love me so that I can love other people better. And I agree with that. Go ahead.
Exactly. And I totally agree, because if we love ourselves and love God, He will show us, you know, how to love people. And again, as women, I tend to say women, we tend to fall prey to men. Some people are desperate, you know, some people,
yep.
like I just told you, I'm 40 years old. I've been waiting. I choose to wait for my mate, because at this age, I don't feel that I need to be playing games. I know what I want. I know what I like, and I'm not going to settle for less. And under the provide portion of my book, I talk about the word lie. I put an acronym in there. I said, never settle for the lie, and that simply stands for laziness, idleness, and excuses in a relationship.
Amen.
So I'm not settling for those things. And if you read my book, it's pretty much sums up who I am, what I expect
right.
in a relationship. And Sheree, I've been tested by every word that I've written in this book, every word that I have spoken in this book, I've been tested by. And also, you know, when finding a mate, you want someone that's mature, someone that's compatible with you. If you like going to the movies and going to church and doing things, and the person that you are with don't like those things, 9 times out of 10, you're going to get bored and you're going to move on to someone else. So you got to find some type of common ground. And I also talk about, you know, love doesn't pay any bills. You know, a person could say that I love you, it doesn't matter how much they love you. You need to survive. So that's why that's one of the very important, one of the four P's, that's a very important part about providing, because when the landlord wants their money, they're not going to hear that, me and my husband or me and my girlfriend, we're in love and, you know, we don't have it right now. You're going to get evicted. Light company,
and,
likewise.
Yes.
The gas company, likewise. Mortgage company, any other bill collector. Now, if you don't have that, and I'm not saying that you got to have all the money in the world, but at this stage in life, Sheree, I don't want to be homeless, hungry, cold, or in the dark. So we have to be prepared. And in 2 Thessalonians.
And, you know, before you go on with that, the you know, mm-hmm. when you were talking about the P's, protection is a good part of it, too, because, you know, sometimes, you know, you have a lot of strong women out here, especially in the black community. They're holding it down, whether they're making 6 figures, whether they're making 20,000, whether they're making 50,000. And, you know, sometimes they're providing for the man, and, you know, which is backwards, I believe, you know, unless he does his work and you just happen to make more. That's different. But in any case, you know, as far as providing, but protection, me and my sister were talking about that, because you have some crazy men who are just out of their mind. They don't know how to love themselves. They don't know how to love nobody around them. They never learned. And a lot of times they've been brought up that it's all about them and their needs and their wants, and so therefore they put themselves above the kids. They put themselves above the wife. They put themselves above God and everything and everyone around them. And so, and then you have those that are already involved. But what about the mm-hmm. ones, are there any left that ain't crazy? You know, because I'm dealing with somebody who's nuts upstairs. Is there anybody who ain't, you know, weird or creepy? You know, like the landlord I got. Is there anybody ain't got all of these nutty issues going on? How do you find out what those signs are before you get involved in something that you should not be involved in? Watch out for nutty people.
Well, you have to pay attention. That's why communication is that's another part of the book also. Communication is very important. You talk to the person, and then you watch for the nonverbal communication as well as the verbal communication.
Yep.
What are their body language saying? What are their, you know, what are they staring at, and, you know, different things like that. Notice their habits, and, you know, when you go out, they watching you or they watching somebody else, and, you know, you have to pay attention, because in the day of time that we're living in, it's so hard, and it's very important. The women as well, you know, I throw ourselves out there, too. There's crazy women out there as well as crazy men.
You just
got to pay attention. And protection goes a long way. And, you know, if you walking with someone and he walking and he running and he's kind of scary, that's not the person you need to be with, because he ain't going to
sure
protect
right.
you. He's going to protect himself and leave
that's
you,
right.
you know. And
yep.
so, you know, you got to understand, you know, where you're coming from. And you got to know that you got to know who you're with. You got to know who you're with.
You don't want nobody weak, and that means weak spiritually, not just strength-wise. Weak in your mind, weak in your heart. Because if a woman could stand up to a man and you can't stand up for your woman, there's a problem. And, you know, and a lot of times, you know, these men don't want to get involved and stuff like that. This ain't back in the day when you would get hurt messing with somebody's sister or their mama or their auntie. And I'm not trying to promote violence, but I'm just saying that sometimes these men need another man to get up in their face and show them that they don't need to be messing around with, you know, with people who are less vulnerable, who are vulnerable. And you know, you can't compare the strength of a man to a woman most of the time. And so it's just disrespectful a lot of times how these boys act in school, how these men, how they see these men acting towards women, and how the women got to stand up for themselves and defend themselves. It's ridiculous.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right. And, Cherie, I'm just like, now we have so many things that we can do. This is an age of information where we can find out what's going on. And so we have to just be mindful of the things that's going on around us and the things that are happening. So I just thank you for even addressing the issue, because that's very important. That's very important.
Absolutely, absolutely. But is there any last-minute things you want to say? I know you was trying to give a scripture before we get off.
Yeah, that was 2 Thessalonians 2 and 10. I was telling you, you know, you hear people say, if a man don't work, he don't eat. That was the scripture. That was the scripture for provide. And,
okay.
And they can check out my book on Amazon.com, Virtuous Women, Single But Not Alone. They can type in Savanda, S-A-V-A-N-D-A, Gasque, that's G-A-S-Q-U-E, and they can go online and check out the book. And also today they can check out HarforPublicAccess.org, and they will see me live tonight at 9 o'clock.
Yes, for your anniversary. Congratulations again. And if you want to see her in person, she'll be at the White Eagle this Saturday. You can go online to the Diamonds in the Rough website. Her and Darlene McGee of WDJZ will be hosting the event. So we just look forward to that. And you have a wonderful time tonight, and enjoy yourself and the accomplishments that you have done. In Jesus' name.
Thanks. Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you, too. All right. Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There you have it. That was Savanda Gaskew, and she is celebrating tonight 12 years of her TV show on Channel 5. So we just want to thank God for that and all the amazing things he are doing just in my friends' lives. I mean, they're doing some amazing things with TV and radio and producing. Is just a beautiful thing, and I want to just stay around people who are making progress and who are positive. So God bless you, and like I said, we'll be tuning in again. Hopefully a man will be coming on to discuss how does he find a good wife, and we'll delve some more into Tiffany DeSalle's interview from the Boys to Men concert and when she sang last week, and we're going to be talking about landlords and some situations that's been going on, especially with the police officers, and that will be coming up. You better believe it. Thank you.
Well, we've been daughter.
It's just going to get uglier.